like this. Hit it.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We're ending today's show with a little bit of history. As you may have heard, here at KALW, we're celebrating 75 years of broadcasting this month, an achievement made possible in large part by our listeners, who are involved in so many ways. Some make financial contributions, some donate their calligraphy skills to address envelopes. We're looking at you, Laura. And some help us make stories. That's what Heather Hernandez did when she decided to ask us a question with Hey Area, where listeners tell us what they want to know. Heather has been tuning into KALW for quite some time.
And then the question that kept coming up in my mind was wondering about the people at KALW who are making this radio that I've always enjoyed.
Specifically, who has been here the longest? Our resident historian, Stephen Short, decided to hunt down the answer, along with Heather. Here's what they found.
When you look for longevity at KALW, there are a few contenders. But as with most such lists, there's only one who ends up on top, and that's Bill Helgeson. As he told Heather,
my title here is operations manager, which basically covers these days a lot of the business functions of the station, make sure the bills get paid. Make sure people get paid.
Bill Helgeson walked into the station in 1986 when it was at O'Connell High School in the Mission District.
I started out volunteering here. I'd never been in a radio station before. I basically did some office work for about 3 hours, one afternoon a week kind of thing. And then at some point they even said to me, hey, Bill, one of the other people who's working here is going to be on vacation. Would you like to, can we hire you and just for like a couple of weeks? And I said, sure, I'll do that.
Time passed, and 30 years after beginning that short-term assignment, Bill is still part of the 24/7 life of this radio station.
That means you sometimes get phone calls in the middle of the night, and sometimes I get phone calls at all hours and all days of the week. So it's not just a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job a lot of the times.
But if he has a choice, Bill would prefer that you call during regular business hours. Two other employees we should mention include board operator and Folk Music and Beyond host Joanne Marr. She started here in 1986. And the late Alan Farley joined the station in 1975. He hosted multiple programs and worked here right up until his death in October 2012, an impressive 37 years. Now, one of the reasons I get these history assignments is because I've lived through more history than many people at KALW. That's a kind way of saying I'm older than most. I was the first volunteer for the news department. I got here at the same time as Cross Currents host Hannah Baba in 2005. Longtime listeners know that she originally shared hosting duties with Holly Kernan, our founding news director. Hannah told Heather about how she discovered KALW.
I was doing my internship in news at KQED at the time. Got a call from Holly Kernan saying, well, listen, I know you're finishing up, and I'd love it if I could talk to you about, you know, a news department at another station, KALW. Do you know what KALW is?
And did you?
Crickets.
We're pretty sure she knows what it is now. The very next year, in 2006, your call host Rose Aguilar arrived.
And I actually started also as a guest on the Friday Media Roundtable because I, at one point years ago, was running a newsletter about women's issues before blogs.
But as it turns out, this wasn't Rose's first time in radio.
In college, I DJed a heavy metal show. I still like heavy metal music. And actually, in the past couple of months, I've seen AC/DC, Black Sabbath, and Metallica, and I just got tickets to see Guns N' Roses.
Fun.
Well, before we end, what is the one thing that makes you smile when you think of KALW?
The energy in the station. It was very small when I started, And it's been amazing to watch the news team and Cross Currents grow. And I love seeing so many young people in the station and even older people who maybe worked for 20 years. And I love radio and I really want to find out what it takes to create good radio.
And this is certainly the place for that. In the KALW newsroom, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.